It was Friday afternoon on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Three separate groups would clash, but only one would take the blame, and only one people would do homework on. It was a group of predominantly white kids, some of them wearing MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hat. A group of Native Americans and also some black street preachers who are known for their volatile attitude. Now, in today's media and social climate, just based on that description, who do you think the media would assign the blame on any kind of problem? Right? The reasonable answer should be, after watching 60 seconds of video of a kid smiling at a Native American banging a drum in his face, the reasonable answer should be, I don't know, I only saw 60 seconds of video. But that's not the way America answered, and it's certainly not the way the press answered. Because we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world where appearances, gender, skin color, even now the choice of head fashion, instantly proclaim your guilt or innocence. And the child smiling in that 60-second video had every strike against him. White, check. Gender, male, check. MAGA hat, check. Oh, and did you say he attends a Christian school? Double check. A short viral video on social media and the mainstream media instantly declare this kid guilty and all of the kids with him, all due to the fact that he checked every single one of their appearance boxes. America, is this who we are? We are persecuting a bunch of high school kids who acted admirably, who acted the way we would want our children to react. By now, you've heard the story. But not the way I'm about to tell it, because I'm about to use the facts. The question that you should have at the end of this hour is, how the hell did anyone tell this story any other way? Well, because nobody is interested in doing the work, and no one is interested in the facts. My team, yesterday morning, got a charge from me early in the morning. Track down every single person in every video and watch it and give me a timeline. So that's what I'm giving you today. Here's the story. Group of boys from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, finishing up after a long day. They attended the March for Life, and they were given permission to do a little sightseeing before meeting up at the Lincoln Memorial to depart. They arrived, and they saw a pair of dueling demonstrations. There were two demonstrations when they arrived. A group of Native Americans had gathered as part of the Indigenous People's March, which the Indigenous People's March was about Indigenous people, stolen land, and borders without any walls. Then there was another group, the African American street preachers. These guys, and I say this because I saw them daily for a long time in New York. They are truly violent, vile people. Very small group called the Black Hebrew Israelites. So the boys stood there for a second and watched this show. Really, they watched and they listened. And the Black Hebrew Israelites screamed, not at the boys, but at the Native Americans, telling the Native Americans that they were evil for practicing their cultural beliefs. It got so bad that some of the Native Americans walked up and pleaded with them to stop interrupting their gathering. Here's the videotape. Listen.
It means savage. You are not savages. You are the children of God, according to the Bible. You are the children of Israel. Before you started worshiping totem poles, you was worshiping the true living God.
That's right.
Before you became an idol worshiper, you was worshiping the true and living God. And this is the reason why this land was taken away from you. Because you worship everything except the Most High. You worship every creation except the Creator.
That's right.
And that's what we are here to tell you to do. We are here to tell you to wake up to the four corners of the earth. This is the truth of the Holy Bible. We don't have a microphone, brother. Okay, and this is the part of freedom of the speech and freedom of religion.
Now,
and
these
that's
are,
what we out here for.
Listen,
okay, and I hear you. I honor my God. We honor
two
our
Native
God,
Americans
brother,
walk up peacefully.
What you have
please
to do,
stop.
You have to come away from the Lord.
They turn
you
around
have to
and
come
walk
away,
away
from your religions, philosophies, and doctrines, and start worshiping the true and living power, which his name is Yahweh. That's who's the Most High God.
That's right.
The Most High God, his name is Yahweh. You're not supposed to worship eagles, buffaloes,
that's
rams,
right. Right.
All types of animals.
That's right.
This is the reason why the Lord took away your land.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure that you have that. There's, if you don't, if you're not watching us on Blaze TV, you let me describe the scene. It's very different than the scene that you will see in just a few minutes later, because the Covington boys are not around. That's it's very sparsely populated, and you're seeing a lot of Native Americans there, and they are trying to be kind. But it doesn't get any more insulting than this. He calls them idol worshippers, totem pole, eagle and buffalo worshippers, until a Native American man was forced to come over and kindly plead with them to stop, which they didn't. The black Hebrew Israelites then go on with their insults, directed directly at the Native Americans. Now, it's right about this time that the Israelites decided that they would then direct hostility over to another growing group, a group of boys who were from Covington that were standing close by just watching and listening to these two groups. Here it is.
That's right.
Pompous bastards over there wearing Make America Great.
That's right.
Again.
Little Billy. Little corny ass Billy in there.
Why are you not angry at them?
Little corny ass Billy Bob.
They're earth.
Why are you not angry at them?
Yeah, go talk to them with them Make America Great hats on.
Unbelievable, man.
Tell them come over here in the lion's den instead of mocking over there. You little dirty ass crackers, your day coming. Your day coming. Your day coming. Because you little dusty asses wouldn't walk down the street in a black neighborhood and go walk up on nobody playing no games like that. Yeah, I will stick my foot in your little ass.
Okay. If you saw the video, which will all be available on Blaze TV and Blaze.com, you see the video. There's only about, maybe it looks like 10, but in the first part of the video, you only see about four of them. Only one is wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Only one of them seems to be wearing it in the video that we are showing you. And it's still, they're still gathering, so there's very few people, there are very few of them. But you'll notice that what the black Israelites did, they were arguing with the Native Americans and then said, why are you arguing with us? You should be going after those little bastards over there wearing the Make America Great Again hats. Little corny ass Billy Bob, go talk to them, dirty ass crackers. When the black Israelites start to address them, you also see on the video, the boys do nothing. They have their hands in their pockets. They're just watching from a distance. They all turn around and start to walk away. Now, this is a fight between the attendees of an Indigenous People's March and their hecklers, the black Hebrew Israelites. Now, it begins to get out of hand here. Because the Native Americans have been kind. That's when things really go awry. We're not including this on air because it's absolutely uneditable and unairable. It is full of profanity, so it'd be just one giant bleep. But we will tweet this scene out to you. This is when, finally, some of the Native Americans had had enough. And they get into what looks like is going to become a street brawl between the two. And as it begins to get completely out of hand, several Native Americans returning shouts and profanity of their own, the street preachers again result to saying, why are you attacking us? They redirect to their racial insults and they point again to the Covington High School students to get them out of this jam with the Native Americans. Here it is.
Always talking out their ass. Always talking out their ass. But you won't say that to this peck of wood wearing a Make America Great Hat again.
That's right.
You damn Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right. That's right.
A bunch of Uncle Tomahawks. Why you don't crack that peck of wood with the hat on?
That's right.
Why you don't crack his head?
That's right.
Why you don't speak to him like that?
That's right.
Because you're Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right.
Just want to make sure you understand what he was saying to the Native American. Why aren't you talking to the peckerwood wearing the Make America Great Again hat? You're an Uncle Tomahawk. You're all a bunch of Uncle Tomahawks. Why don't you crack the head of that peckerwood with the Make America Great Again hat? The media has completely dismissed this. Why, I wonder? This goes back and forth for over an hour with the Black Hebrew Israelites, even resorting to calling other African Americans in the vicinity the N-word because they don't agree with them. Now, it's about this time that the boys from Covington High School all begin gathering in large numbers, waiting for their ride home. We're going to play a small portion of what ensued next because it leads directly to the incident that would immediately go viral. I'll do that in 1 minute. Okay. I'm going to play a small portion of what happened next because it leads to the incident that would immediately go viral. But keep it in mind for later because I'm going to come back to this clip, this specific line of insults toward the Covington boys. Again, directly followed another instance where the Black Israelites were being confronted for their racism and bigotry. Listen.
Look at all these dusty-ass crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty-ass crackers. Can't stand in the damn sun for 5 minutes.
Why you don't build the damn wall?
Can't stand in the damn sun.
Let me ask y'all something. Y'all want to build the wall for Mexico?
Now, remember this clip because I have to come back to it. By now, not only the boys from Covington were getting annoyed, but the entire area in a 300-meter radius was trying to get the Black Israelites to shut up. It was disunion and disharmony with everyone they touched. The high school kids, in order to drown out the racism and bigotry, decided that a pep rally would be louder than the hate coming from the street preachers. Now, this is also something they do every year. They have done this for 10 years. Every year, they meet at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and they shout their prep rally shouts. This time, it worked also to help drown out the hate directed mainly towards Native Americans. Here's what happened.
Look at this fool, y'all. Get no more than four questions. He said the Hebrew law. Look at this. Are you serious?
This is their prep. It had nothing to do with anything. They've done it for 10 years, and it did drown out the hatred. Now, it's a kid thing to do, but it's honestly, if I were there, I would have said, thank God, look at these kids. It's much better listening to the bigotry coming from the mouths of the Black Israelites, and now some, and I want to just emphasize this, some Native Americans who just lost their temper, okay? But right as this is going on, one of the Native American attendees of the Indigenous People's March approaches the Covington group. He walks away from the area that the Native American demonstration had gathered and walks right past the black Israelites directly into the middle of high schoolers. Now he stops right in front of a 17-year-old, banging a drum a couple of inches from his face. This is the moment where it began. Watch and listen.
Here come Gad. Here come Gad. Here come Gad.
Here comes Gad.
Look, look at our Make America Great Again hats. Look at the hats. Look at the hats. We ain't taking. Look, we not taking. Look at Gad. That's right, Gad. Look at Gad.
Now, notice the drum beat with the chants. The kids are doing their chants. They don't know who this Native American is. They know that that Native Americans have been hassled by the black Israelites. That they have watched and seen. So when the Native American comes over, they think that he's on their side trying to drown out the black Israelites. But did you notice what the black Israelites were calling the Native American with the drum? They called him Gad. Here comes Gad. Here comes Gad. Gad? Who the hell is Gad? You have to go to Isaiah chapter 65. The black Israelites still are continuing to insult the Native Americans. This is a false god. So when he says, oh, here comes Gad, he is mocking the Native Americans. Again, the totem pole worshiper. Oh, now here comes their false god with the drum. Nobody in the media said anything about this. Nobody in the media had a problem with any of this. The black Israelites continue to insult the Native Americans, but not a mention of any of it. Now, the Native American, his name is Nathan Phillips. I just did 20 minutes on who Nathan Phillips is. You can find that at the Blaze TV, hour number one of this show. We will also tweet it out and make it available for everyone. But in a nutshell, he is a known activist. He is a guy who has protested the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. He has protested Thanksgiving by building a teepee next to the Washington Memorial, where they let him stay for 30 days because they have Native Americans have nothing to be thankful for. He has made an anti-cop and anti-capitalist music video. He's well known. More from him next.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck program. A TikTok is what it is called in the business. A rundown of what happened, minute by minute, what happened next. This is a look at what happened on the Mall in Washington on Friday. Quite frankly, I think this is one of the best things that we do on this program, is we take events and we look at them and say, here's what really happened. There are hours of tape that exist on this. Hours and hours of public video. My team yesterday spent the day doing nothing else but watching those videos and taking them and saying, okay, wait a minute, this one goes here, this one goes here, here's what happened next. And you have seen, if you've been listening to this program, you have seen in the last 20 minutes that the black Israelites were attacking the Native Americans, and they were attacking the Native Americans in vicious, vile ways. You also have seen that the Native Americans at first responded peacefully. Then, when that didn't work, some other Native Americans, a vast minority, came over and were getting violent. They were throwing the same kind of racial slurs back at the Native Americans. It got so tense that the video shows it looked like there could have been a race war between the Native Americans and the black Israelites. The white boys from Covington had nothing to do with it. All they're going to do is start the cheer that they have done before they get on the buses for the last 10 years. They do their school prep cheers. Then they get on the buses. It is my understanding that they also were trying to relieve the tension. And if you see the video that we provide, you will see that no one was laughing, no one was smiling, nothing good was going to happen until they started doing their cheers. That broke the mood and broke the back of this argument between the Native Americans and the black Israelites. But that's when Nathan Phillips sees an opportunity to get press. He is a 30-year left-wing activist. And he marches right up to one of the students and gets right directly in his face. Now, the media left all of the pre-stuff out. So you have no idea that these kids are actually helping the Native American. How betrayed they must have felt. So as Nathan Phillips, the Native American, walks over with the drum, the black Israelites are still calling them names, the Native Americans, calling Nathan Phillips Gad, the name of a false god, and they continue to insult them, but not a peep in the media. Now, Phillips initially told the Washington Post the boys surrounded him as he was just preparing to leave. There is zero evidence of this. In fact, our video shows the exact opposite. He later contradicted this in an interview with the Detroit Free Press, admitting that it was he, not they, that initiated the contact. He also stated that he did this because the Covington kids were attacking the black Israelites. This is clearly not what happened. Clearly, if you've watched the video, it is painfully obvious. This is not what happened. The white boys stayed way away from the confrontation. It was a confrontation between the black Israelites and the Native Americans. And it was the black Israelites, who are known by reporters in New York to be vile, despicable street thugs. Now, Phillips' actions seem completely at odds with every other Native American present at the rally that day. There was only a handful that were nasty. The vast majority were either debating or getting confrontational with the black Israelites. None of them were at odds with the high school kids. Not a single Native American. Not one. One of the catalysts for why some have say Phillips decided to do what he did was due to the claim that the boys were saying build that wall, and they felt insulted by that. Now, remember, Nathan Phillips is part of a group that is against the border wall. No borders, no walls. Okay? That's why he was protesting. He was protesting the border wall. So, of course, someone wearing a MAGA hat has to be for the border wall. That's why he targeted that boy. Now, in interview after interview, he said they were chanting, build that wall. In zero instances that we have found on videotape, and we've watched it all, zero times have the boys said, build that wall. But we did find it, and I played it for you earlier. The organizer of the Indigenous Peoples March claim, I heard that. The New York Times quick to point out, that was build that wall. It's a quote, a rallying cry of supporters of Mr. Trump. Which brings me back to the video I told you to remember. Listen to it, but this time listen to the black Israelite leader and what he's saying in the background to the Native Americans.
Look at all these dusty-ass crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty-ass crackers. Can't stand in the damn sun for
that?
5 minutes.
Build that wall.
Can't stand in the damn sun.
Okay. Let me ask y'all something. Y'all want to build a wall for Mexico?
He's saying to the indigenous people, build that wall, build that wall. Why don't you build that wall? They're so worried about the people from Mexico. So it was said, but it was said by the black Israelites. Not one of the Covington kids. Out of all of the video evidence from the entire event, the only time build that wall was ever heard was when it was said by the leader of the black Israelites. The media never did any of this work. They never looked at the entire body of evidence to find out what really happened. They saw young white boys from a Christian school wearing a MAGA hat, and they instantly handed out a verdict of guilty. Did Nathan Phillips do this as an activist looking for exposure? Well, I will tell you this about that old man who cried on TV. Here's what he said in an interview. Now that you have the video and you've seen it with your own eyes, exactly what happened, now let me repeat what Nathan Phillips said happened. He told the Washington Post and then the Detroit Free Press, they, the Covington boys, witnessed these individuals, the Black Hebrew Israelites group, on their soapbox about what they had to say. Well, they didn't agree with it, and they got offended. They were in the process of attacking these four black individuals. I was there. I witnessed all of this, and it kept going on and escalating. It just got to a point where you have to do something or you walk away, you know? You see something that's wrong, and you're faced with that choice of right or wrong. And that is the moment when I knew I had to put myself between beast and prey. These young men were beastly to these old black individuals, and that was their prey. And I stood between them, and so they needed their pound of flesh, and they were looking at me for my pound of flesh. It was ugly what these kids were involved in. It was racism. It was hatred. It was scary. I mean, if you go back and look at the lynchings that were done in America, you'd see the faces on those people, the glee and the hatred on their faces. That's what these faces looked like. The black Israelites were saying some harsh things, but some of it was true. These young white American kids who were being taught in their Catholic school their doctrine, their truth. And when they found out that there was more truth out there than what they were being taught, they were offended, they were insulted, and they were scared. And that's how they responded. The one thing I was taught in my Marine Corps training is that a scared man will kill you. And that's what these boys were. They were scared. I'm still scared. I'm still feeling vulnerable, but I will not back down. This man is despicable. Despicable. I just put him in a category yesterday of either a guy who didn't know what was going on, or most likely just an activist. But this man is a despicable liar. And the media held him up, and they are still holding him up just by saying, well, I mean, I guess there's some other information out and now video, and I guess things are changing. No, that's not enough, CNN. That's not enough, Brian Stelter. That's not enough, Washington Post. That's not enough, New York Times. And it's not enough for you or for me. You must stand up for these boys in Covington. They have been hassled. They have death threats. Their school is shut down today. The school principal should know. You are on notice. You and the archdiocese need to stand up and correct what you said about these boys. These boys are heroes who tried to do the right thing and were betrayed. Betrayed by the group of people that they were trying to assist and help. and protect, and then betrayed by the media, then betrayed by social media and all of us who might have said something that wasn't true because we believed the media. And then finally, they were betrayed by their own principal, their own priest, their own church, their own archdiocese, their own mayor. It's despicable what has happened. These boys, I would be proud to call my own son. These parents of these boys are under attack. Some of them are being attacked at work. People are calling and said, you should fire these cretins who have raised these boys. America, you are at a point of choosing. It isn't hard now. This one isn't even a close call. You are at a point of choosing, and if you stay silent now, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Not to stand right now is to stand. But I warn you, God will not hold you guiltless. We will all pay dearly for this mistake. These boys are innocent, and not just innocent. The story you have been told is the exact opposite. They are protectors of the weak. If you want this information, you can find it at theblazetv.com. I urge you to join us because it is your dollar that paid for everybody on my research team to spend their entire day doing nothing but work on this story to get it right. Please become a subscriber at blazetv.com/Beck. If you can't afford it, I understand it. But somebody's got to set the record straight. And if you can't afford it, and even if you can't afford it, decide not to do it, that's fine. I urge everyone within the sound of my voice to take this information. It will be on Blaze TV. It will be on theblaze.com. All of this will be posted, but it is now in your hands. We did the work. It is now in your hands to correct the error of this grave, grave mistake. On today's, on tomorrow's broadcast, the black Hebrew Israelites, who are they? What do they believe? What is their record? Again, doing the job of the media. I hope to be able to talk to the families of Covington Catholic School in the next few days. I talked to one parent yesterday. Somebody came to their door in the middle of a conversation off air, and they are frightened. They are frightened, as they should be. It's up to you to right the wrong and stand for the truth peacefully.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.